Good morning. Good morning. I hope you're having a good one so far. It is 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Waking up with you on this Sunday morning. It's not too bad outside. The temperature is manageable as we move into some colder days ahead. Good morning, Josh. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Josh Wheeler at the helm this morning. We've got a big show lined up for folks. As you know, we're kind of changing it up a little, offering some bits in the news. We call it our daily dose, where we kind of look back at the week and see some of the big headlines that made the news in the world of health. And we'll start with this morning. You might have seen it in the news this week. New research linking ultra-processed foods, that's just about everything, to higher risks of obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and even early death. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder with more on that.
About half of Americans' diets are ultra-processed food. So what are some of the things? One is just defining what is ultra-processed food, because you can't really regulate or do other things until you have a definition that we can all agree on. Two would be front-of-package food labeling. This has been done in other countries, Mexico, Chile, for example. And when they did that and made it very clear to consumers what they were eating, you saw a decrease in consumption of those highest risk things.
Wow, that's interesting. I think a lot of people, Josh, maybe do or don't read the labels. It depends on kind of where you are in life and what you're doing. Do you read labels?
It depends on what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I try not to go for the longer, not so much the better when it comes to labels.
Yeah. Shelf life, right?
Yeah.
How about this one in the news this week? Can smoking marijuana temporarily cut down on how much people drink? We get that from CBS's Stacy Lynn on a new study.
Brown University professor Jane Metrick explains the new California sober trend.
People are using cannabis to cut back on their alcohol use.
But does it work?
Under controlled conditions, people who smoked cannabis with THC reduced their drinking acutely, meaning after the smoking. What we don't know is what happens in the long term.
Because she says cannabis itself can be addictive like alcohol, and there's a risk for progressing to problematic use as well. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula reports on the impact of a huge medical research study that some of the cuts by the Trump administration and what they might be doing to people who are right in the middle of maybe a study.
Nearly 75,000 people enrolled in medical experiments have been affected by the National Institutes of Health's massive funding cuts, according to a new report. Funding has run out for nearly 400 studies so far this year that focused on testing treatments for illnesses including cancer and brain and heart disease. An estimated $12 billion in NIH research projects has been cut by the Trump administration. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
And how about this one? Could an old tuberculosis vaccine actually help to treat diabetes, type 1 diabetes, that is? Michael Wallace has that.
People with type 1 diabetes have white blood cells that eat fats. Dr. Denise Faustman at Massachusetts General Hospital says the tuberculosis drug BCG, which has been around for 125 years, can teach those cells to eat sugar instead.
This drug does immunostimulation, and in that process is remolding how genes are expressed.
She has completed two long-term adult trials using BCG and is now launching a pediatric trial.
We want to show with this drug it not only brings down the blood sugar, but it does it for months and years.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
And finally, Josh, can you remember your first kiss?
I mean, yeah. Sure. Anybody can. Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Hopefully.
It depends on what kind of kiss you're talking about.
Yeah. It's true. That is true.
All right. We'll wrap this first segment up with Vicky Barker from London.
It's featured in films, paintings, sculptures, and novels. Now, scientists at Oxford University think they know when kissing entered the human repertoire.
We have found that it probably first evolved as far back as 21.5 million years ago in the ancestor to all of the large apes.
Co-author Matilda Brindle. In addition to mating rituals, platonic kisses may have helped with social bonding in many primate species. Brindle says chimps will literally kiss and make up after a fight. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Aw, cute. It is 14 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning. Again, I'm Susie Jones with Josh Wheeler, and we're taking you through this Sunday morning. It is the holiday week. Thanksgiving is Thursday. So coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to have on the program Carrie Anderson. She is a fitness coach at Lifetime Fitness to talk about kind of what you can do to prepare yourself, maybe some tips if you don't want to overeat, or just offering ways to get through the holidays with all the food and all the activity. And sometimes we forget to slow down and take care of ourselves. So we'll do that after this on News Talk 830 WCCO. And we are back. It is 7:20 on a Sunday morning. Going to be kind of a nice day today. Mild, highs in the 50s, mid-50s. Get out there. I know my mom this morning, Josh, has already asked me if I will go over there after work and put up Christmas lights.
It is the season.
Well, she says it's going to snow later this week.
Eh.
And she even said, don't you listen to your own weather? Like, kind of snarky.
Yeah, that's you never know when. I mean, we were told a few days ago that we were going to get just hammered with snow. I think it was Thursday.
Yeah, remember that? Tuesday, and we didn't get anything.
Let's calm down.
Well, as we said this Sunday morning, we're kind of looking at the week that we just came off of and the week ahead and some of the stories making the news. And this week, Hennepin Healthcare had a chance to make sure that all families have what they need when they're expecting a baby shower. I should say a baby, not a shower of babies. Well, we talked to the organizer of that baby shower, and Katie Hansen had this to say about what they hope to accomplish by putting on these sorts of activities.
Baby shower, right? Only our scope of it is to prevent injuries. So it is free and open to the public. Parents and families with children 3 years and older or expecting are totally welcome, and they come in and they learn about different ways to keep their family and their children safe. We have about, 12 stations, some of which are our most common injuries that we see at Hennepin, some of which are maybe not as common but are very severe type injuries that we'll end up seeing, and they receive education. And then the other big piece of this is all these parents and these families are going to walk away with injury prevention resources. You can think of like bath temperature ducts and window stops, safe sleep sacks. Some families can even walk away with a pack and play if they don't have a safe place for their baby to sleep. Because when we talk about these kids, the safest way usually to keep them injury-free at this age is through the use of resources.
And parents also during this event learned about tips, like she just said, to protect the child. And they can actually had a chance to talk to professionals and experts about, like, including preventing poisoning. That's a big one. Or taking someone's medication that they shouldn't. Safe sleep habits. And a big one, she said, always is how to use car seats properly.
I know that car seats are always just confusing in general. There's so many different models. They all, install into your car seat different ways. We have ranging types of car seats based off your child's size and their weight and their age. And we have new laws in place that came in 2024. So we're still really trying to educate and help families with car seats all the time. Another big one that we see at Hennepin all the time is right in the beginning of the spring, beginning of the summer, things start to warm up. Maybe families don't have AC or they don't want to turn their AC on quite yet, so they leave their windows open. And then a lot of children end up falling out of windows because they're pushing on the screen. The use of window stops is what we really preach, and that's not something that's totally always adopted quite yet. Some of the other areas like safe sleep can change family to family. I know there's a big push right now for kind of co-sleeping, but it's not something that we typically recommend. So that's another area of education that we teach families on.
Co-sleeping, Josh. This is when you allow the child to sleep with you.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line in this is, I know you don't have children yet, mm-hmm. but you don't sleep. It's very difficult to sleep with little people in your
bed. The sacrifice you make as a parent.
Well, you make it because they sleep, but sometimes the little ones kick around and roll over and you end up not getting any sleep yourself.
It's a behavior-based deal for them. They see what you're doing and then they'll do it, but obviously that's more easier for them than it is for you to do. So.
Well, we're going to take our bottom of the hour break just a little early because, as I mentioned, we have Carrie Anderson with Lifetime. I just got a text from my friend Natalie Bashaw Lifetime, not Lifetime Fitness. They changed it just to Lifetime, and it's a wonderful place with not only exercise and weights and running and classes, but actually helping people live better and make better choices in their lifetime. And we're going to make a lot of choices this coming week about how we behave with our family, about what we put in our mouth, about whether we get off the couch and take a little walk with the family after we eat, or we're just going to decide we want to lay around and watch football, and maybe we can do that too. But we'll check in with Carrie after this bottom of the hour break on News Talk 830 WCCO. And we are back for the second half of our health hour. We do it each and every Sunday morning at 7, kind of making it more of a variety show with guests and interviews that were done in the past week. I'm Susie Jones, Josh Wheeler at the helm. And as I mentioned, we are going to be approaching very soon Thanksgiving Day. It is a day of feasting for sure, but we want to kind of maybe put a minor check on it so you don't go completely overboard, and also offering you some tips for what you might do to kind of prepare yourself for this event, this eating event. We have on our newsline, John Schuster, Coldwell Banker Hotline, Carrie Anderson with Lifetime, a personal trainer and a marvelous human being. Hi, Carrie. How are you today?
Hi, Susie. I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, I'm wonderful. And it's a meal, you know, let's start with Thanksgiving. It's a meal I love. I think a lot of people do. A lot of people don't regularly cook a turkey. So it's kind of a big extravaganza. And when you talk to people that you work with, Carrie, how do you sort of approach Thanksgiving in terms of wanting to maintain your commitment to your health, but also maybe wanting to cut loose a little? What do you say?
I think the biggest thing is keeping the holiday. And with Thanksgiving, one of the biggest blessings is the leftovers as well. So just making sure that we enjoy the day. We may set it up a little differently. I highly suggest getting a good workout in, revving up the metabolism, maybe eating a little bit leaner, more of an intermittent fasting approach, maybe just a protein shake before you head into your event. Depends on the time of day your event is, and then enjoy it. Be there for the family, take little samplings of things, and then figure out what's worth indulging in. Every year you come with a different palate and a different appetite, so don't go in assuming that you're going to finish it. Whatever goes on your plate, you will finish, right? So, start with little samplings and then figure out what's worth indulging in.
Well, that is great advice. We're opening it up to the phone lines right now and our text line at 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Carrie Anderson, Lifetime. And we're helping you get through the first hurdle of the holidays, because this is a time of year where we kind of do have a number of holidays and they just keep coming at us, don't they, Carrie?
They do.
So let's talk about keeping ourselves healthy throughout. I mean, let's talk to somebody who really doesn't exercise all that much. They still be healthy and make good choices even though they're not running a 5K?
Yes, absolutely. And one of my biggest tips is kind of thinking the metabolism saver. This time of year, when it gets colder and darker outside and the days get, you know, shorter, we want to try to find little hacks throughout our day to save our metabolism from dropping down and stacking on the pounds. So just little things like every time you have a meal, go move for 10 minutes. Now, if it's really cold out that day, maybe you're moving indoors. If you can go for an outdoor walk, the family time, the amount of communication that can happen and free-flowing happens a lot more authentically than when you're sitting on the couch anyway. So everyone needs to get up and move after you eat.
And is outside better than inside?
Yes. Yes, Susie, it so is. I'm outside right now walking and talking with you. I think that is one of the most heart, body, soul, mind escapes we can do. And I think oftentimes we're stuck indoors for way too long. And the second you get outside and you go for that 10-minute walk, you come back and you say to yourself or to who you went with, I needed that.
Yeah.
You get that sense of I needed that.
And even 10 minutes, right, if you're not someone who's a regular exerciser?
Absolutely. It's still a challenge. Only 10 minutes. Are you kidding me? 10 minutes is a courage step, right? It's getting up and bundling up and going out there anyway. And I usually go 5 minutes out, turn around, put a little timer on, and 5 minutes back. And, oh, it makes such a difference. It's like those 10-minute cat naps we get every so often. And you're like, wow, that totally reset the day.
Even you take 10-minute walks, Carrie?
Yes.
Well, I think we might, you know, we'll bundle up, but this Thanksgiving, it's going to be chilly. So you kind of have, on those days, you have to bundle up and, I don't want to say force yourself, but, you know, maybe say, hey, I know it's very cold, but let's go out anyway. Because if you let cold be your reason you don't go out, you won't go out in Minnesota.
Not in Minnesota. We do have to acclimate to the seasons. I think it's a lot more bearable. I mean, we have been blessed, let's be honest, with the temperatures this year, and we've had an extended fall for a lot of it, and it's given us time to acclimate. But if you haven't acclimated yet, get outside, because it's a lot more bearable. You're a lot less edgy about walking your car into the buildings when you're like, okay, it wasn't that bad, because you get little doses to build up that tolerance.
Carrie Anderson is our guest this week ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. She is with Lifetime. She is a personal trainer and a coach, and she's here to answer your questions at 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. A question coming in this morning, in your opinion, how effective do you believe that the weighted vests are? And this is even more in-depth, and I like it. How do you decide which weight to use, and how do you use it?
I am a big fan of anything is better than nothing. And so as far as how do I decide which weight to choose, the typical recommendation is 10% of your body weight. If you weigh 150, you could go up to as high as 15. That doesn't mean you can't go higher or can't go lower. It's just a good guiding starting spot. But with that strength first reminder, this time of year, we typically are eating a little bit more calories. And so the weighted vest is a direction towards that strength train. You are adding weight to your body and you're going for a walk. That walk just got a little bit more intense. You're pounding down on that body a little bit more, so your heart rate's going to be elevated. It's a great step outside of just a walk. It elevates it a little bit. So it doesn't hurt. Obviously, if you're stacking on 50, 70-pound vests, you're going to want to make sure that you're very mindful of your core strength, and those are going to be for those extreme athletes. But, yeah, I think they're great.
What are the benefits of a weighted vest? You just mentioned core strength. So what are you getting from wearing that extra weight?
Okay, so this is the unspoken of being obese. When people are heavier weight, they actually do typically carry a lot of muscle with them as well, because it costs their body a lot of strength just to even walk up and downstairs, get up off the couch. And when they lose weight, they are at risk for losing a lot of that muscle. And so a lot of people are at a pretty general healthy weight, maybe upper, you know, 5, 10, 20 pounds than where they want to be. But it's a little step in and towards that direction of what is it like, you know, one, to gain empathy for what does this feel like to walk around with 10 extra pounds on me or 20 extra pounds on me? It's a lot, right? Your body does do more work. It's kind of like little mini walking lunges. It's little mini movements that stack up throughout the day. So if you're doing stuff around the house, just you're doing like 1 pound dumbbells kind of for your body. So it's not going to be a game changer. You're not going to melt 20 pounds off your body by doing it, but it's going to help keep your bones strong. It's going to help keep your muscles strong, more strong than if you didn't wear it.
And so you're saying you could just wear it around the house, like have it on for an hour or two? Are they expensive?
Yeah.
Are they expensive? I haven't purchased
Amazon's them. Made everything doable for most people.
I know.
There's higher grade ones, right? And if you're going to be running with this thing and you're going to be doing more commercial type work or using it, there's higher grade ones. But hey, start with something cheap, see if you like it, and reward yourself with a higher level one if you decide that it's something you want to keep in your life.
And then I would imagine, goes without saying, that if a person has a health condition, you don't want them to, you know, if they have heart situations, you don't want them to overdo it in that way, because I wonder if that would be more strenuous, obviously, on your heart.
Yeah, it absolutely will. We'll get it up there, but not as much as like going for a run. So a lot of people, as they get older, they can't run. They go, what can I do? I can't do that cardio stuff I used to be able to do. All I can do is walk. Well, now you can walk with a weighted vest, and it will take your heart rate up maybe 10 beats. It's not putting you into a high cardio. You know, I wouldn't fear that too much.
Okay, cool. 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. A texter wonders, do you have tips on keeping your glucose level intact while feasting at the holiday table?
Yes. So glucose is that spike in blood sugar, right? Mm-hmm. And so what we want to do is hold the blood sugar down with kind of anchors of fiber and protein and movement, right? We've been talking a lot about movement, but when it comes to feasting, when you eat something with high carbohydrate or high sugar breakdown, you can take pumpkin pie or mashed potatoes, you can do sweet or savory, pair it as best you can with a protein and a fiber. Fiber is going to come mostly from your, you know, berries and your vegetables and your beans, whole grains. And then your protein will typically come from more animal-based things, the meat and the dairy. It can also come from beans in some shared categories there.
So I bring green beans to my Thanksgiving, right? But my green beans are in cream of mushroom soup with crunchy onions on them, baked.
Right. They're the good ones. Okay.
is that just shoot? Does that counteract the goodness out of green beans?
I mean, that's really, it does. It's like telling me you have a salad, but the real reason is for the ranch, right? And so, yeah. I think on that side, you have the green bean casserole with the turkey and a walk afterwards, and you'll be okay balancing that blood sugar.
So one year, I tried to do my dish differently, a little more healthy, and I was almost kicked out of Thanksgiving.
Girl, do you know how many events I've almost been kicked out to trying to bring the healthy option? People like tradition. And like I said, keeping the holiday on the day, just, you know, you don't have to change the day. You got to change the year leading up to it.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. So you can almost do like training for Thanksgiving.
That's right.
And start by adding more protein to your diet.
Yeah, I think building that palate to kind of desire those things, the workout beforehand, the strength training can tend to lead to a higher appetite for more protein-based things. But yeah, if you never eat protein, that's not going to be your first go-to, and you're not going to enjoy Thanksgiving either. So start building that into your habit, you know, naturally, and you'll start craving it. I usually show up with Thanksgiving with a veggie platter so that I at least have something to snack on amongst the crackers and the cheese, and just kind of implement, bring the healthy into it, but don't replace it necessarily.
651-461-9226. We're talking to Carrie Anderson, Lifetime, about healthy choices during the holidays as we near Thanksgiving this week. A lot of people eating the traditional turkey, mashed potatoes, green beans, and, of course, pumpkin pie, or my favorite, pecan pie with whipped cream. The message I'm hearing, Carrie, is portion control. So if you like those things, maybe don't get a massive amount when you go to the buffet line. Get a little smaller amount.
Yeah. And then figure out if you want to go back for a second. Because you don't want to leave. You don't want to resent the holidays. One, for the negative it offered you, right? Or the negative you offered it. So you don't want to leave the holiday being like, oh, I didn't even really get to enjoy it. Mm. Or, oh, I enjoyed it way too much. So be just mindful. Check in with yourself every once in a while. I don't want to leave feeling like I can't breathe. So what do I do to strategize that, right? And just take your time and slow down.
Yeah, slow down. That's a big one. And as you say, savor the day and whoever you're with that you want to be with. Enjoy the day. That's great.
Right.
651-461-9226. A texter wonders, and you mentioned it, but we'll say it again. Where do you find a weighted vest? Do, like, I know you mentioned Amazon, but like, does a store have them? Would like a Target or Walmart or Costco have them?
with how popular they are, that would not surprise me. I cannot tell you for sure. I haven't gone shopping for one myself, but I'm sure you could go to a Dick's, you know, that sporting goods store. Mm. That would not surprise me.
Have you used them, Carrie?
You know, I haven't. I'm still in a state right now. I enjoy other modalities of cardio training. And so I get a lot of steps in my day. I get about 15,000 steps just doing what I do in my shift at work. Mm-hmm. And so when I go do cardio, it's going to be a little bit higher version just to complement that. But the average person doesn't, right? And so it's a little unfair to compare what I do to them.
Yes,
but,
yes, very unfair. But yeah. And if you saw Carrie, you would know what I'm talking about. She is very energetic and very physically fit. Let's take our last break of the hour, Carrie, and you'll hold the line, and we want to talk a little bit more with our listeners, 651-461-9226, and we would love to talk to you as well if you have a question. Whether you've never exercised or you exercise all the time or you just want to know what to bring or what's alternative to what you're going to bring, 651-461-9226. We'll wrap up the hour with Carrie Anderson, Lifetime, after this. And we're back with the final segment of our Health Hour. Love the questions we're getting in. Love, love, love them. We have Carrie Anderson at Lifetime with us on our John Schuster Coble Banker Hotline. And we have a number of text questions coming in, really good ones, Carrie. Let's just jump in with this one. I am in my late 70s and I use a walker to get around for balance issues. Is walking with a walker as good as without exercise? Kind of wondering, is she still getting some benefit of movement even with the help of a walker?
My answer is, for you, love, absolutely. Mm. It's what you can do, right? And so you need to figure out, where's my starting spot? And that may be her ending spot as well, because I'm not getting rid of this walker, right? Mm-hmm. But for anyone, you have to figure out, what can I do, and do that. And then if you do progress, what can I progress to next? Not comparing yourself to others, just figuring out that safe space to move. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, the older we get, the more frequent we should move versus the more intense we should move. So I'd rather her moving 5 times a day for a couple minutes at a time versus trying to go out there for a full hour and then not being able to get off the couch the rest of the week.
That's great. She also asks, I don't eat much red meat, so I drink a soy protein drink instead. What do you think about that?
I absolutely love people getting protein in any way that they can and the types of foods that they enjoy eating. And so drinking protein is often one of those things that is well tolerated, especially as we do get older. Oftentimes I hear red meat sits like a rock in my stomach. What else do I do? There is a lot of other meat options or dairy options, or those pre-made protein shakes are great. At Lifetime, we sell protein powder. People just mix in a glass of water, or you can fancy it up and make a smoothie out of it. But yeah, there's various options. And again, like that movement, whatever works for you, just making sure that we're getting that protein in for sure.
Yeah. 651-461-9226. A texter writes in, weighted vests are a stupid, trendy thing. I like to include go ahead.
I do have a fun story with that. I mean, I have a few relatives and clients that are police officers, and they will get bomb threat, you know, because they see someone walking around with a vest on that they think is something that it's not, and they often get called.
Oh no.
So again, it's not like, it's not going to change your life, but if you have one, you want to get one, it's fine to get.
And this next texter shares that on Amazon, you can get a Reebok's 20-pound weight on Amazon for $50. So maybe that's one way to get into trying it out.
Right. Speaking of trying it out, I would be hurt to not say this. I know that Lifetime is opening their doors from the 26th to the 30th for all people. So if you know somebody that has a Lifetime membership, go be friends with that person, meet them at the gym. Just, it's open to everybody from the 26th to the 30th. You just have to be with your person that has a Lifetime membership. And so that was just announced last week. And so I wanted to make sure we share that with you. Just go try it out. And we have a lot of tools like that at Lifetime. If you're ever interested on try before you buy, come in the doors and check it out.
And that's November. So that's coming up.
Yeah. So November 26th through the 30th, all 5 days.
Wow. You could have it right in the middle of Thanksgiving. And
that's right.
That's terrific.
We
open
at 4 a.m. and we close at like 10 p.m. So come on in. Yeah.
That's great. 651-461-9226. A texter wonders, what does Carrie recommend for a weighted vest for a 64-year-old woman? Is it more about what you weigh or how old you are?
It's funny that this is the topic of conversation. Like the other person said, it is a trending thing, and I love it. A 64-year-old, I might start a little bit lighter, just like I would with dumbbells in her hands, right? Just because this is a new activity, and if she's been inactive, that's where I would go maybe a little bit less. But that typical 10% of scale weight is a good starting recommendation. But do take age into consideration.
Yeah, and how much you've exercised in the past, as you
said.
This texter says, great show. Thank you. Besides water, what is a healthy non-alcoholic beverage to drink throughout the holiday season and the day?
Oh my gosh, let's talk about water and staying hydrated. That's another hack for making sure that you don't pile in too many calories, or even just alcohol in general, right? Trying to flip that glass of water in between your alcoholic beverages so that you slow down, you don't have any regrets. But anything and everything, ideally watching the caloric content of it, right? And so the sparkling waters, you can make yourself some mocktails. They now make like even apple cider that's very low sugar. Just kind of have some fun with it. Often, people can dilute even apple juice or apple cider with half water, and it's just as flavorful, or maybe not just as, but it's enjoyable in that way. Usually people are seeking something a little bit warm this season, so try out a variety of teas, making sure that we're not getting too heavy in the caffeine, especially afternoon. But a good cup of coffee is great too, right? And nowadays, people, speaking of that protein, people will put a scoop of collagen peptides into their coffee. And
no way.
Like at Lifetime, yes, at Lifetime we sell a cinnamon roll collagen peptide, and it is amazing in a glass of or a cup of coffee. So it's great.
I had last night, I was at my book club, and I had coconut flavored bubbly water. So you know how LaCroix has all those flavors? It was coconut. I'm like, oh, this is delicious. I love this. And I'm not a big bubbly water person. I'm more of a Diet Coke person. So that's kind of fun to find something that you like. You know what I mean? I never would have thought to have that. I wouldn't have bought it for sure. But now I know that I like it.
And if you're okay with going more diet, there's so many flavors, right? And so it's kind of fun to just go sampling. And that's one of the things with social outings. Grab a couple new things and try it with a group of people. And so you can sample a bunch, and you don't have to commit to the whole pack.
Somebody just wrote, if you overeat at the holidays, you won't need a weighted vest. You will be the weighted vest.
That is kind of the joke behind it. It's like everyone's trying to seek after weight loss, and as they're losing weight, we have to be grateful for the weight that we're currently hanging on to our body. It's odd, but it's real.
Before we run out of time here, let's recap the 26th through the 30th. If folks, if they really want to try and they can't find a member, would you give them any other way to look at the place? Because for people that don't know, your facilities are really welcoming and warm and full of resources and nice people. I know you do tours, right? You would walk someone through it. Yeah.
Yes. And so they welcome, whether you know somebody or not, just stop and say, hey, I heard Carrie on the radio. She said your doors are open. What can I do? Right. And just start with that. but throughout the whole year, we do have a free app we've talked about on this show before. So the Lifetime app, and getting some information on there as well. You can research all of it. Step on in.
All right. Have a great holiday, Carrie. Good to have you on.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
That is Carrie Anderson, Lifetime, on News Talk 830 WCCO.